Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 1076 of AskPat 2.0. You're about to listen in on a coaching call between myself and an entrepreneur just like you. And today we're talking with Bryony, who is in Australia. She's traveled all around with her family and was even blogging during that process. And she has a travel blog and a travel website that's been doing decent. She's getting about 3,000 to 4,000 visitors a month. But now that she's found a place to stay for a while, she has some other focuses that she wants to put time into. So the question is, well, does she go with what she's already started, but she also has this other passion? How do we balance the two? Do we do both? What do we do first? We're going to talk all about that today. And I know this is something that's applicable for many people. Just there's only so much time in the day and we have multiple focuses. What's the right answer? And we unpack that today with Bryony, and it's going to be a great one. So make sure you sit back, listen in. But before that, I do want to talk about something that's coming up next month in August of 2019. And this is something that I'm super excited about. And I think this is the first time I'm actually mentioning it here on Ask Pat. And that is, I have a brand new book coming out. That's right. My first new book since Will It Fly, that was published in early 2016. And we're now 3 years later, and I finally was able to complete this book that I've just had in me for years, and I'm really excited to share it with you. It's called Superfans, and it comes out in August 2019, and if you pre-order it now before August 13th, 2019, you can actually get the audiobook for free. That's right. So after August 13th, you're going to get the audiobook free if you pre-order it right now. And to do that, all you have to do is go to yoursuperfans.com. Again, yoursuperfans.com. Just buy the book from there. You can submit the receipt, follow the instructions. And on August 13th, that week, we're going to deliver all those goods to you for free. There's some other bonuses in there as well. So yoursuperfans.com. Thank you all in advance for supporting the book and making the launch a big one. I'm just so thankful that I was finally able to get this out of my head and into you, because I want you to grow your business from the inside organically with superfans, just as great as many of you superfans are for me. So I appreciate you so much. Yoursuperfans.com. Check it out and pre-order now. All right, let's get into the conversation today with Bryony. Here we go. Hey, Bryony, welcome to Ask Pat 2.0. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Really excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited you're here too. And if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, that'd be a great way to start.
So my name is Bryony and I'm in Australia, and I'm a blogger, and I started blogging about 3 years ago. Originally, I started a mum blog, and it was when my little boy was just born. I was on maternity leave and I kind of needed a little bit of a creative outlet. I was my brain was going a bit to mush, and I felt like I needed to do something, and I was really inspired by other bloggers out there. So I thought, yeah, this is something I could do. Really enjoyed it. And then me and my husband decided to pack everything up and start traveling with our kids while they were still young. And we've just spent the last 2 years traveling Australia full time. So at that point, we decided to change the mum blog into a travel blog. And then the original kind of goal was to journal our travels. And also we hoped that it could make them last a little bit longer. There's quite a big scene of traveling families in Australia at the moment, and they're getting sponsored and different opportunities coming up and stuff like that. So we thought it could be a good opportunity for us. So the blog's been running for 2 years as a travel blog, and I've managed to monetize it a little bit. We definitely achieved our goal of getting experiences. We've done heaps of product reviews and experience reviews. It's opened up loads of doors that we wouldn't have had the opportunity for normally, but I've never really kind of crossed the line with earning an income from it. And I think it's been long enough now that it kind of should have made us a little bit.
Yeah.
We've actually stopped traveling. This week, we've just reached the end of our travels. We've just moved into a house 2 days ago. And I feel like now's the time that I could really kind of sink my teeth into a bit more of the admin side of things. You know, when you're with your kids, you know, you kind of want to be, I really struggled with being present with them and not doing too much on the blog while we were traveling, you know, trying to find that balance. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of start a few projects, get into them, get a bit of success, but then not be able to go online for maybe 3 weeks if we were in a remote area.
Right.
And I kind of lose that momentum. And so I struggled on that line. Another thing that I've come up against this year is I've just started a new blog. About 2 months ago, I started a blog about being vegan in Australia mm-hmm. and raising vegan children. And I'm really passionate about it. And I can feel all the excitement of, you know, the new blog and the new website. And I'm self-publishing a children's book.
Wow.
And so I've got all this stuff going on. And I just feel like I might lose all the things I've done for the travel blog. And I really don't want that to happen. I really want Coasting Australia to, I feel like it's on the edge. I feel like I need to kind of let it fly, to steal your catchphrase.
Yeah.
I need to just give it a push before, I just don't want to lose it. And I don't know which direction to go with it now. I've got some good traffic. I think I get about 4,000 visitors a month. So it's not huge, but it's not too bad. I've got about 700 people on an email list that I really don't kind of take advantage of. I've got a Facebook group and my Instagram and Facebook, we've got a good following. And it's just all floating around. And I don't know whether to follow the affiliate marketing route, or if I should aim for more traffic to get Mediavine and get some advertising revenue. I followed your podcasts with creating a course, and I've actually created a course which has had a bit of success.
Again,
it's been awesome and so much fun, and that's to help other traveling families, because there is such a big community out there, to help them start blogs. And that was so much fun, and I love that. It's so rewarding, but of course it's not passive, and the course is there, but it's really quite support based. And getting people into the course as well, I found if I really put time into it, I could get people there, but they weren't just getting there organically. So yeah, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm here to help you. But first of all, I'm just really curious, where did you end up landing in Australia in terms of home base?
Yeah, we chose Tasmania. Absolutely fell in love with Tasmania.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Thank you.
Have you been?
I haven't been to Tasmania, but I've been to Australia the last 5 years in a row, mostly Brisbane. And I love Brisbane, and I have family.
I saw you in Brisbane at the Pro Blogger.
Yeah. So yeah. Tasmania. Now I have another reason to go to say hi. To
it's
that's
amazing.
Really, that's You'll really cool. It. But I think it's really smart to know now that you are sort of camped in Tasmania that you're going to have a lot more time now to kind of get mm-hmm. focused, especially, you know, imagine some of those places, like you said, just didn't have internet access, and it kind of interrupts the flow of the kind of website that you're in the work that you're trying to do. And I think what needs to be really clear before you figure out sort of what to work on is sort of what your goals are, because then you can work backwards from there, and it may or may not include the travel website. And trust me, I know what it's like to have worked on something and dedicated time into something, but feeling like that because you put that time in, you have to keep going. That's not necessarily mm-hmm. true. If your passion lies in the vegan stuff, then you know your energy deserves to be there. And you know there are ways to kind of keep things going with other things that you've already done. For example, you could have other people start adding content onto it. Other people who are traveling, and you can start to kind of have them create content for you so that that way the website continues to grow and it continues to sort of stay alive. And it's not necessarily just about your family anymore, because you've sort of finished that story and now you're letting, you know, you're featuring other families there, which could be a good way to kind of connect with that community still and to even serve them through blogging. Some people I imagine would love to, like you said, you're helping them with blogging, but they're just starting from scratch, but you've already built a platform. So maybe they start guest posting on your site in exchange for, you know, putting a link back to their blog. So there's some cool things you can do with what you've built. Not that like you're going to throw it away, but you're just transitioning into wherever your energy would want to go. How do those ideas for the travel website sort of feel for you?
Yeah, good. Like I've kind of dabbled with that. I had a few guest posts while we were traveling and it went well. I enjoyed that. But I would love that website to monetize, because even if I go down the route of my other blog, I don't want to make money off that one.
Right.
I just want to use that to educate and just to share, you know, just to have to get another voice into that space, because it's really underserved at the moment. There's not enough noise in that kind of area. So I don't want to go back to work either. I'd love to do this as my job. And I just think for the potential, like coasting Australia would be have the most potential to keep me at home with the boys for a bit longer.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well let's focus on that then. How else can we monetize it? So tell me a little bit about how it's monetized right now. You said that there's a lot of like product reviews and experience reviews, but is that just in exchange for the product and experience? Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no monetization.
There's been a couple of sponsored posts, but not a great deal. That I always felt a bit icky about sponsored posts.
How come?
They were just the offers that I got didn't feel like, one was for travel insurance. You don't really need travel insurance when you travel domestically in Australia. Yeah. So it just felt wrong. So I couldn't do that. And haven't been a right fit. I felt good about them.
Have you reached out to these other companies that you've done product reviews or experience reviews for to ask them to see if they'd like to do sponsored posts to continue to be featured on the website?
I haven't, no. I've just kind of left their stuff there I haven't been very organized with it, to be honest.
I mean, that could be a great place to start. So what we can start doing is sort of listing a number of different opportunities. And then from here, after the call, you could potentially pick and choose the ones that seem most comfortable to you. And then you can just see what works and what doesn't. That way we can start to get some money flowing here. Does that sound like a good plan?
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
So that's what I think would be step number one. So going back to companies you've already built a relationship with and saying, hey, you know what, I'm in Tasmania now and I'm going to be focusing a lot more on growing this brand, and we've worked together before. I want to make sure that that I can help you too. Perhaps we could do something like a sponsored post in the next coming months, and let's talk about that. And then you can just kind of gauge to see whether they're interested. Also, when you start reaching out, pay attention to the questions they ask you about that and the objections they have. Write all those things down, because then the next time you reach out to somebody, you can already have those things in mind. You can have an answer in mind and kind of get in front of them before they start questioning. And that's how I would go with that. Definitely some advertising, for example. You have a good amount of traffic on your website, and it's only going to continue to grow now that you're going to be focusing more effort there, and perhaps even continuing the guest posts and stuff and adding more content in there. I think it's going to help you. And, you know, putting some advertising on the website, there's, you know, AdSense, and there's other types of AdSense type. I can't remember you might even know it. It's did you mention it earlier? It was like
MediaVine is the one that's always, that's always been. But that's like, you've got to get 30,000
visitors a month. Okay.
Yeah. So it's quite a way off.
Yeah, I mean, there's some other ones out there. I'm going to dig and ask a few people if I could find out what those ad revenues are, and I'll get back to you afterwards. But that's another option. And then, of course, making sure your website is optimized for those things. For example, you know, having them on the right pages, the most popular pages, in the certain parts of your website where it's going to get clicked and all those sorts of things. And then the biggest opportunity, in my opinion, would be affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is always an underutilized monetization tactic. And with the products that you've promoted already, that's a great place to start to see if you can find some stuff. And of course, in the travel industry, I know that there's new things coming out all the time. And this is where I think there's a lot of good good things that can happen, where you could even get on video now and start to review some of these travel products. And, you know, we could work with these companies to, you know, have them send you products, but then also, you know, have affiliate marketing through whether it's Amazon or you have a direct relationship with them. And you can also pull some organic traffic from these things too, especially if it's sort of like the newer things, because when you put those things on YouTube, it's just all these, it's like all these tech reviewers who are reviewing the latest iPhones, right? Like they get millions of people who are just interested in that new iPhone because they just want to see what it's like. And you can become sort of that authority in that space. And what happens is that's going to help grow your site organically. It's going to help bring more people on so that your sponsored posts get more traffic and you can start charging more. People are going to start to click on those affiliate links, and you're going to start to make some money there. And then finally, and I'll let you kind of share some ideas that maybe you have that I haven't covered. I definitely think a course is a great thing, and you've already built that. And the idea would be to, how can we start making this a little bit more DIY or automated versus, you know, having it be something where you're always having to be in there? Because that's the beauty of a course for a creator, is you can kind of create the content once and then structure it in a way where it's kind of, you know, you get people in there and then it's working on its own. And I think we could work on getting to that point too.
Okay. Sounds good.
How are you feeling about those options?
Yeah, good. Good. I think I need to just commit to something. I have a YouTube channel that I've done videos on, and I just feel like everything I do, I just scratch the surface and I never really get really deeply into it, you know, to follow it through.
How can you go deeper?
This is the thing. I think I need to pick one thing and just say, like, this is it. This is what I'm just going to put myself behind. And I just don't know what that should be. Though, like I said, like the sound of affiliate marketing. But then again, I do kind of really promote minimalism and not anti-consumerism, but, you know, that like experience over things. So yeah. I feel like I don't feel right kind of pushing products as such.
Well, I mean, what if you just pushed the one product that everybody should get instead of kind of a barrage of, you know, this is, and we see this on the content consumer side is just like, wow, okay, I get it. Like, stop telling me everything I should buy. I'm overwhelmed now. I don't have enough money. Versus, hey, you know what? There's a lot of options out there. You could buy a lot of things, but here's the one thing that you need. And you can become that sort of spokesperson for the minimalist version of travel where, hey, if you're going to get anything, this is it. You don't need these, this, or this, but just get this. Here's why. And you become that voice. And if minimalism while traveling is a part of your thing, I mean, make that a part of your thing. I think that could be a very interesting take, and especially for the budgeted sort of conscious traveler. I mean, that's you're providing a lot of value there for sure.
Yeah, I suppose as well. It doesn't have to be products, does it? It could be anything.
It could be places,
kind of like, Audible. You know, downloading Audible.
That too. I mean, that ties into travel, right? Because you want to be able to consume content while you're on the go. But
consume content, yeah.
You know, I think experiences go a long way as well. Vehicles, you know, the things that they need to travel. It might be worthwhile just making a list of all the things that one might need for a certain travel experience, and just go, here's the checklist, here it is. It's valuable because you know, they want to make sure they have everything they need. They've never traveled as much as you had, but then they go, okay, where can I get this thing on the checklist? Where can I get this thing? I'm curious about what this is. And you have all the answers, you have the videos and all that stuff. So you said it before I did, and that is, you need to have that one focus. And what that means is, let's focus on the travel website for X number of months and have a goal there, you know, have a goal there to reach a certain dollar amount that you'd be happy with and consider that, you know, this is working for me. And then you have these other projects too. And trust me, I have a ton of other projects going on too. So I'm not going to tell you to not do those. I would say in your schedule, it might be worth putting in, you know, for days of the week, you know, on these days I work on the travel website or during these hours I work on the travel website, and then allow yourself, give yourself the time to work on these other side projects too, because that's where energy is flowing as well. And when you have that in your schedule, then it's actually allocated properly versus what a lot of entrepreneurs do is they go, oh, I have these different projects and I'm just going to work on this now. And then I'm getting tired of that one. I'm going to work on this. And then my energy is like not going anywhere where it's going to serve me. So that's how I would tackle sort of multiple projects, putting them in the schedule. I mean, Google does this. Google, when their employees are working there, they spend, I think, 90% of the time doing what they need to do. And then they allow their employees 10% to have exploration time. Like they bill them for that. And that has come up with a lot of amazing products in the Google world. Like Google Mail was, I think, a project that was done in a 10% time for an employee. So giving yourself that time on the side and it is going to allow you to be okay with taking time away from your primary focus.
Great. I'll do it. I need to do that. I think I do tend to get distracted by all the shiny things.
And there's a lot of shiny things out there.
So many.
I want to know about this children's book too. Where did this come from and where does it fit in?
Okay, so this is the this is with the vegan blog.
Cool.
Yeah, so my boys are 3 and 5, and
good ages.
We're raising them vegan, and there's just a handful of books that we've found because a lot of books, you know, for kids have got farms in them, and it's all just really in the dialogue that, you know, it's natural to eat animals, and this is what they're on our planet for, and and then, you know, I'm not comfortable with that, and I want to teach them a different way. So there's a handful of books out there, but they're kind of just, you know what little boys are like. I don't want to be, you know, a bit kind of gender specific here, but my boys, they like slime and monsters and farts and all that kind of stuff. And there's none of that in the books that I found. So it came from that, really. We just started being silly about things like, why would you eat cheese? You know, it's moldy and it's stinky and eggs come from a chicken's bum. Like, why would you do that? And then it came from there. So my 5-year-old helped me. And yeah, we wrote this book saying, you know, why would you eat these animals? Like, you wouldn't eat your pet dog, and you know, pigs are our friends, and fish live in the ocean, and it's that kind. You know, we surf with sharks. We don't want them on our plate. You know, it's not where they belong.
Yeah.
But it's really, you know, it's kind of a humorous, like a light-sided book.
That's cool. I mean, I like that, and I think that having your kids involved with that is pretty neat. You know, that's you know, work bringing you together, not taking you away. So that's a fun kind of joint project that can turn into something. I mean, you had mentioned that you don't really want to monetize, but what I would imagine is that, you know, maybe after the travel stuff is going a little bit and then you start sort of shifting your energy back to this stuff and really going full force with it, I would imagine that because you actually are doing it for because you care about it so much, you're actually likely to make more money on this site, especially with where things are and how people are looking for information. And that's totally okay. I mean, that happened to me with Smart Passive Income. I built it just because I wanted to help people. I was already making money with my architecture website, and then all of a sudden it just took off because nobody was talking about it and being real about it until I came around, and you're kind of doing the same thing.
I hope so. I'd like it to be like that. But like any money that I make off that, I'd like to put back into animal welfare.
Oh yeah. There's so many passion organizations that you could serve.
There's so many. So yeah, that's the idea. So I will try and monetize it one day. Hopefully sooner rather than later. And then there's animal sanctuaries, you know, around us, and I thought that would be a good lesson as well for the boys to say, this is what we're doing and this is why we're doing it. And it's really hard to explain to them when they're so young, because you don't obviously want to go into too much detail because it's quite disturbing. But yeah, I think it's just normalizing it, really, just normalizing the food choices that we make.
That's the great thing about it, you're kind of sharing that there are choices. And I think when we're kids, we just kind of do what our parents do, and we don't really know what's going on. So you're kind of, you know, you're an educator in that, right? In that way. Like you're an educator on the travel site. And I would definitely recommend that you monetize that, you focus, you have a clear goal, a clear amount of time that you're giving yourself for that before you can then really drive into this one, because this one I can feel it in your voice. This is what you're excited about. But
so excited.
You have opportunities on that other one too, and just go for it. So before we finish up, tell me what kind of the next few months look like for you.
Oh well, a bit crazy. New town, new city. new house, with, you know, it's just, it's adventure. It's another adventure.
That's fun, though. Like, congratulations on the travels and finding a home.
So much fun.
You know, I hope this is exciting for you to see the time ahead of you to be able to work on these things.
Yeah, and I did have actually a quick question for you.
Sure.
Because we've really been enjoying all of your beeswax.
Oh, thank you.
And yeah, and I love the way that you and Keone interact on there and how he's so involved in it. And it's something that I kind of struggle with, putting the boys in front of, because I do the YouTube, and putting them in front of the camera for the photos. And, you know, when I started out, I'd only take photos from behind. You know,
yeah.
I'm really paranoid. And then, but now my five-year-old, he wants to be involved and he asks to be in the videos. And I don't know if I'm still 100% comfortable with it. And I just wondered, how did you have these kind of, did you question yourself, or was it just come to just go naturally?
Yeah.
Or
we definitely did. I mean, my wife and I talked a lot about it, and most importantly, we just wanted to make sure it was something that my son wanted to do. That like, just like at the end of every episode, I go, hey, bud, do you want to continue to do this?
And I love that. It's
beautiful. If he says yes, then we keep going. And so season two is going to be coming out a little bit later. But, you know, that's why I also love the podcast, because you don't see him on video. You kind of just you hear him. But he has his own YouTube channel now, too. So it's he's a little bit older now. He's 9. And, you know, it's really up to you. You want to protect them, right? But I think YouTube has also provided a great learning experience for him, because he's learning about community. He's learning about production and staying on schedule, which he doesn't always do. He's also learning that there are some nasty people out there. And
I was going to ask you that. Yeah, the trolls.
The trolls, yeah. I mean, we prepared him for it. We told him why they exist. And you know, we tell him that, you know, a lot of people say nasty things, and usually it's because something, you know, upsetting has happened in their life, and it's them, it's not you. And that's proven to be some good advice that's already helped him. But most important thing is just to kind of ease them into it. And if they enjoy it, you know, just make sure they're being safe. I mean, you don't ever want to tell the audience like where you're going to be at a certain time with your kids, or where their kids go to school, you know, those common sense sort of things. You know, at the start, especially at a young age, you can disable comments on certain videos. You can, you know, it's up to you. You have to do what's comfortable for you. You have to protect them. But at the same time, you know, you want to allow them to experience, you know, what's happening in the world today, and learn from it, and get excited about it. So if he's expressing interest, I mean, maybe, you know, he doesn't have to be in every video. He can be in just a segment of one video, and you can perhaps find a lot of other sort of family type vlogs and videos, and just kind of see how they do it, and you can gauge, you know, oh, that's I don't like the way they did that, or oh, that was, I like how they included their kids. You know, there's a guy, his name is Dusty from Smarter Every Day. Every once in a while, he includes his kids in his videos, and he does it in a very graceful way. And they're not in every video, but he teaches science, and sometimes he just needs some help, and then they happen to be the helpers in those videos.
And I love it.
You know, it's pretty cute. So anyway, just some thoughts for you, but that's exciting though.
Thank you. Yeah. No, you've inspired us. Definitely. It's great.
Well,
to see Keone in there.
You know, thank you for that. Well, I'm excited to see how things go. If you don't
thank
mind,
you.
Maybe we will chat again in the future to kind of see what happens. And if you don't mind, share with everybody where they should go to learn more about what you got going on.
Yeah, so the travel website is coastingaustralia.com, and it's all about family travel in Australia. So if anyone is visiting, then please message me if you need any help or advice on what to do and what to see. I've got Instagram and Facebook with the same name, Coasting Australia. And then if anyone's interested in learning more about being vegan or raising vegan, the vegan website is called veganpossum.com.
Coastingaustralia.com. And what was the vegan one?
Vegan possum.
Vegan possum.
Like the animal.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome possum. Cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Brioni, and we will talk soon.
Thank you so much.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that episode with Brioni. Just some amazing, amazing realizations there. And we even chatted afterwards, and she was just like, wow, thank you for giving me so much clarity. And I think really what it comes down to is the fact that we just need to make decisions, all of us, with where we want to spend our time, and giving ourselves deadlines to reach certain goals so that everything is clear. We just don't want to work and stay busy. We want to work with a clear definition of what our goals are so that we know whether or not we're successful and we can start making decisions and start taking action now. And that's what it's all about. So Bryony, thank you so much for coming on today. If those of you who are listening want to get coached just like Bryony did today, I do this for free because Bryony and many others who have been featured on the show here, they're so gracious to allow this conversation to be published live. And again, I cannot wait to connect with everybody else again in several months so that we can see how things go. And if you want to get coached just like Bryony and everybody else here, all you have to do is go to askpat.com, find the application button on that page and fill out that app, and I might reach back out to you. So that's how it goes. And then finally, for those of you who may have forgotten, my new book coming out next month. If you pre-order it before the book is launched on August 13th, you can actually pre-order it right now. And I'm going to give you the audiobook for free. So after it's published, you're going to get an email with me with that plus some other bonuses. And then you can pre-order it right now if you go to yoursuperfans.com. One more time, yoursuperfans.com, and you can get the audiobook for free. And again, I appreciate you so much, everybody, for all the support. Team Flynn, this one's for you. Thank you. And until the next episode, just keep crushing it, guys. And again, yoursuperfans.com. Thank you so much for the support for my book, Superfans, coming out next month. And we'll see you in the next one. Cheers. Team Flynn for the win. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.